What people want to do in their lives outside of the church when they're not using God's name to represent themselves, that is their business. I have no jurisdiction over that. I am to be salt and light, teach the Bible faithfully, and show them God's standard. I do not, nor does any faithful Christian minister support going back to the days of forced conversions or the government carrying the sword solely for a certain denomination and telling people how, when, where, and why they should worship, or if they should worship at all. We are supposed to convert them by the glory we give God in the church and through our behavior as walking epistles, letters that they could read, that we love them so much, that we're the ones that give them so much love and understanding and care for them when they're in trouble, that they see that we are salt and light. But we also stand by our principles. For this to be inside the church is an abomination. Because you say inside the church, we should acknowledge the commandments of Christ and follow His laws, does not mean that I am a bigot or prejudiced in any way. I have no problem with whatever a non-Christian wants to do outside of the church's authority. But to be a member of a church, to be an established church and support this filth inside the church, you're out of your mind. The National Cathedral was hit with an earthquake. Some of the foundation was ruined. Stained glass windows were broken. Stones fell. But that's not enough of a warning for them. Because we're just like Israel. We're just like Israel in the Old Testament. No matter what God does to us, we won't repent. And when we hear a prophet call us out to make the church behave themselves, shut that guy up. That's what we say. Get the guy who says the nice things to us. That's what we want. I have no problem. I could care less. Let them legalize same-sex marriage in every state in the nation. If two adults want to get married and do that in the public sphere, I, of course, will teach against it, but I'm not going to get crazy about it or do something foolish. That's their choice. As American citizens, they have that protection. But how dare anyone allow this? And it's not just this. Even worse, homosexuality is not the major issue. It's adultery within the church. People not married, fornicating. How dare someone who's an open fornicator be allowed to become a member of a Christian church? And the leadership knows about it. And the membership knows about it. That you flaunt it. And even worse, to be a minister. That's our problem with this garbage. And it's not what I say. It's what God says. Turn to Isaiah chapter 48. It's like when someone asked me at work, well, what if you had someone come in, they were a cross-dresser, or they were transsexual, or what happens when they walk in? I said, well, I'd shake their hand, I'd say, God bless you today, here's a Bible, here's an outline, have a seat, listen to the sermon. After the sermon, shake their hand again, hope that they were blessed by the word, and come back next week. Now, when they wanted to come and make a profession or be baptized, become a member, that's different. Then we guard the Lord's table. Anyone can hear the word. And when that, if that person was in trouble, we would run to them to help them just like we would anyone else. But to become part of God's family and carry His name is a different standard. Isaiah chapter 48. Hear ye this, O house of Jacob, which are called by the name of Israel, and are come forth out of the waters of Judah, which swear by the name of the Lord, and make mention of the God of Israel, but not in truth nor in righteousness. For they call themselves the holy city and stay themselves upon the God of Israel, the Lord of hosts is his name. I have declared the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth, and I showed them. I did them suddenly, and they came to pass, because I knew that thou art obstinate, and thy neck is an iron sinew, and thy brow brass. I have even from the beginning declared it to thee. Before it came to pass, I showed it thee, lest thou shouldest say, mine idol hath done them, and my graven image, and my molten image hath commanded them. Thou hast heard, see all this, and will not ye declare it? I have shown thee new things from this time, even hidden things, and thou didst not know them. They are created now, and not from the beginning, even before the day when thou heardest them not, lest thou shouldest say, behold, I knew them. Yea, thou heardest not. Yea, thou knewest not. Yea, from that time that thine ear was not opened. For I knew that thou wouldest deal very treacherously, and was called a transgressor from the womb. For my name's sake will I defer mine anger, and for my praise will I refrain for thee, that I will cut thee not off. Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. For my own sake, even for mine own sake will I do it. For how should my name be polluted? And I will not give my glory unto another. Hearken unto me, O Jacob and Israel, my called. I am he. I am the first. I also am the last. Sound familiar? Mine hand also has laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand hath spanned the heavens when I call unto them. They stand up together. All ye, assemble yourselves and hear. Which among them hath declared these things? The Lord hath loved thee. He will do his pleasure on Babylon, and his arms shall be on the Chaldeans. I have spoken, yea. I have called him, I have brought him, and he shall make his way prosperous. Come ye near unto me. Hear ye this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning. From the time that it was, there am I. And now the Lord God in his Spirit hath sent me. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Oh, that thou hast hearkened to my commandments! Then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. Thy seed also had been as the sand, and the offspring of thy bowels like the gravel thereof. His name should not have been cut off nor destroyed from before me. Go ye forth to Babylon, flee ye from the Chaldeans, with a voice of singing declare ye. Tell this utterance even to the end of the earth, say ye, the Lord hath redeemed his servant Jacob. And they thirsted not when he led them through the deserts. He caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them. He clave the rock also, and the waters gushed out. There is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. It's God's name, not your name, not my name, not the name we want to establish for ourselves. It's his name. He will not let his name be polluted. Why? Thank God, praise him. We have a holy and righteous God. With all the power he holds, he won't even break his standard of righteousness. God does not rape little children like we do in this nation. God does not sleep with a horse or with a dog or with a cat like we do in this nation and have all these support groups to try and legalize it and condone it. God does not kill infant children and pass laws to protect the right to murder the unborn. He's righteous. He's holy. And his name is synonymous with who he is. And that's why he will not allow his name to be dragged through the mud. Amen. Not by David, not by his own people, and definitely not by those who call themselves Christian in this land or in any other land. Amen. So when you behave like a pagan, but carry the name of Christ, when the next hurricane comes, and it will, When the next earthquake comes, and it will. When the next wildfire comes, and it will. When the next resistant strain of bacteria is present in the hospitals, and all the faith you put in a human doctor and antibiotics can't help you, don't call on him at that time unless you repent. Because you asked for it.